So moving on to BRAF V600E mutations, one thing we saw, and we kind of seen this before, but it was just kind of interesting to see it playing out here, is that the vast majority of docs do utilize anti-targeted therapy, specifically dabrafenib and trametinib. But again, you know, we're able to tease out that there's a subset of the investigators, a minority, who do take into consideration TPS score when they make the decision. So for a low TPS score, almost everybody uses targeted therapy up front. But for a high TPS score, about two-thirds of the docs will use targeted therapy up front. And actually, about a quarter would use a checkpoint inhibitor. And then 8% would use a checkpoint inhibitor and chemotherapy. Sort of very few people, actually only 4%, are actually using chemotherapy up front. Again, only in these high TPS scores. Any thoughts about first-line therapy in these situations and the idea of using a checkpoint inhibitor with or without chemotherapy instead of targeted therapy?
Sure. So let me focus on the use of dabrafenib, trametinib as a first-line combination. It's what I do. It's what, as you've seen, a lot of folks recommend. But when we also think about the role of immunotherapy, I think we need to realize that patients with BRAF mutations are actually a little bit different than some of the more common oncogene-driven cancers. So if you think of patients with EGFR, patients with ALK, we have this stereotype in our minds of a young never smoker, and that's actually not a very good stereotype for patients with BRAF mutations. Patients with BRAF mutations are more likely to have a history of cigarette smoking, and so their tumors may be more complicated. We don't have as much information about, say, the tumor mutation burden or anything like that, but I think we're beginning to understand that, and this may be a subset of oncogenically driven cancers where it's reasonable to consider immunotherapy, whether that's based on TPS or something else, it's not clear.